Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Well, my. Used to be Skeptic Dan on this podcast. Oh, no. I'm a believer. You better believe that. Jesus, don't jinx this show. No, made the terrible mistake of putting it out there on 131060. Would you like to jinx me or the show? What has to be heard to be believed? It was something that I thought I was being stitched up. It was that creepy and freaky. And of course, being the medium that is radio, we managed to get it all on audio and it will all be replayed in a matter of time on this podcast. Creepy stuff. Or maybe just a terribly unfortunate coincidence. You decide. Make sure you get to that at the end of the podcast. Before all that, riveting listening with Bradford and Angela's By the By. We figure out some of the frequently asked questions people who are looking to get into the swingers lifestyle ask, and also what Angela prepares to do with the glitter lubricant that she picked up at Sex Bar. I would imagine it would sound like. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
You're the wild man. I'm just a sexual being. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about it.
Swinging all over the place. Our favourite bisexual swinging couple in the house. Swinging from penis to labia, back to another penis, back to another labia. Then maybe doing a couple of chin-ups on two labias and then finish off on another penis. It's just another weekend for Bradford and Angela. You can follow their podcast By the By, and they come in every week as well. Hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm surprised you guys are standing because we covered a lot about Sexpo last week. The porn stars came in, My Free Pass, and porn star legendary Lisa Ann.
Nice.
She was in the building. Jenna Hayes was there as well.
Nice.
No doubt you rubbed shoulders with them over the weekend at Sexpo. You guys were doing a couple of talks there as well.
Yes. We had two talks a day. It was a lot of talking.
That's eight talks over yes. 4 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Until you have like a job where you stand up all day, you don't realize how tough it is to just remain standing, right?
You're spot on. Yeah. And we do a lot of pacing. So, you know, my Fitbit was definitely counting all my steps.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Did you rub his patellas in the evening, Angela?
No, we were too exhausted.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so.
It is really funny. So the weekend of Sexpo, I think we had sex once.
Yeah.
We would come home and we're like, do you want to... No, I don't even want... No.
Nothing turns you off doing the deed like having to talk about the bloody dude all the time. What did you guys come home with? Because there was a lot of stalls, a lot of cool, crazy stuff. One of my personal sexual highlights was seeing you on the opening day. And you were like, I was like, oh, have you seen anything that sparks your fancy? Like, no, I've seen it all before. And I'm like, what about... The clitter, the clitoris glitter. You're like, show me.
Yeah. And you did. Yeah. And what did I do?
You bought some.
I bought some. Look, we've got a goal for that. And I'll let Angela tell, because, you know, Angela came up with this. This is all Angela.
This is water, water-based lubricants, colored and with glitter. It looks like, you know, wouldn't go astray on like some sort of art attack program or
exactly,
something.
Exactly. Yeah.
I found it quite cool. I haven't used mine at all. And you guys have obviously got your plans in place.
We've got a plan in place.
What does this involve?
Yeah. So what I want to do is I want to try to recreate like the unicorn glitter farts. So, so I want to go out for a nice Mexican dinner, have lots of beans, and then use the glitter little thing.
The little
and
capsules,
use it in the anus.
Yeah.
And see if we can make it like rain glitter.
Oh, yes. Oh,
She said that to me, and I was like, I don't know whether to be appalled or just, I love you so much. How can I love you more?
So, of course, because from what I know, the capsule needs to go in some sort of orifice for about 30 to 45 minutes to sort of break down the plastic capsule.
Yeah.
And then it sort of just keeps on stretching out. There's a small bit of lubricant. It mixes with internal liquids and whatnot and spreads yourself thin. Yeah. So what's the plan? You put one up the butt, have a burrito, become a gassy goddess, and then lift up one leg and just start farting.
Yeah. See what happens.
Liquid gold.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to videotape it as well.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, of course.
Well, here's my number. Send it through straight away. Are you worried about any feces coming through? Feces?
No.
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 But you can't.
How will you know?
Wait.
How will you know?
Wait. Can you not tell the difference between a fart and a shart?
Well, not if all of a sudden you're farting out yellowy stuff. No.
Oh God, things I never thought we'd be talking about on the radio.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that now.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
The seven P's, man. Prior proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So always mm-hmm. make sure you do a massive That's shit right. in your life before putting that glitter capsule up.
Or you and clean. Use, or yeah. you use a douche.
Ah, oh, yep, that one too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, oh, yeah, gonna do an extra wipe down there, are ya? Uh-huh. Yeah, a full-on douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little bit of warm water and a squeeze bottle.
God.
You'll feel like a king.
You guys are the experts. When's this going down?
I'm not sure. We haven't set a date yet.
I'm thinking, you would have come back in the studio and do it here.
Yes, please. Yeah. I'll be hanging out down at Jorge's Mexican joint, just eyes watching for whenever you two come come down there. Oh, yep. Or you can eat nachos with extra beans. Typical.
So, Angela, what's your bloated rating on the scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, wow. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I haven't even... I figured I was just going to, like, snap a capsule in half and use it as a little bit of lubricant during some missionary sex. I thought I was zany. Oh, good stuff. Well, that's what you came away with. Any other products?
We came away with a lot of lube.
We had a lot of lube.
The Brazilian lube, which was an oil-based lube. That is well in capsules. So it's like capsuled lube was the thing of the show. Yeah. I think that we really.
And then we have the.
It was all dildos last year. It's the season of lubricant.
Yeah. It's the season of lube. Yeah. yeah. Oh my God, lube is the new dildo.
Okay.
And we got the Yes Lube that is pH balanced for a woman's vagina.
Wow.
And then the Butt Yes, which is pH balanced for the rectum.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So it's important to have the right pH for the right orifice.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you got planned for that? Just put the whole tube up your bum and decide to fart it down at some point.
Oh, well, at least as she squeezes, we'll know where she's been. It's like following a slug around.
You guys are going to be lubed up. You're lubed up to the nines. Far out.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, cool. This is great.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's basically, I think we came away with 4 different lubes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we buy any sex toys?
We did not buy any toys.
Well, we got a lot of clothes.
We got clothes.
Patrice Catanzaro, we came away with, I came away with a pair of pants, and I think she had 2 dresses and a shirt.
Right.
A dress, a shirt, and a skirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, this took a luby turn. I was going to talk to you about frequently asked questions. We'll do that next.
Okay.
We'll do that next. Frequently asked questions after you guys gave your swingers chats over the weekend, and a lot of people came up to you, and you reckon there were some common themes that people want to know about. All right, we'll do that next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey still with Bradford and Angela. They do the podcast By The By. You can listen in to all their swinging bisexual exploits. And they also come on every Tuesday morning on the show to chat about all things swinging as well. Now, obviously, we have talked about swinging a lot before, maybe not in the past month or so. For those who are still sort of dabbling maybe in incorporating that into their lifestyle or anyone who's curious and likes to be a fly on the wall for these sort of chats, you guys did 8 talks over 4 days over the weekend about the swinging lifestyle. And you got some great feedback. A lot of people coming, couples and single people alike, sitting there and listening to what you guys had to say. And afterwards, you do the frequently asked questions. People can hang around afterwards and, you know, any questions or things they didn't feel you covered in the chat. Were there some specific themes or questions that you just heard chat after chat with people coming out and asking these common questions? Because I would assume if they're common questions there, they're probably common questions our listeners have as well.
So one of the ones that we got often was jealousy. Everybody wants to know about jealousy. You know, do you feel jealousy? How do you deal with jealousy? And et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's tough because I've never been really a jealous person, but I do appreciate the fact that we all have jealousy of some sort. For me, mine's less jealousy and more fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she goes out, like say with our boyfriend and I'm maybe traveling, I'm sort of like, oh, I wish I could be there, which I guess some people might call jealousy, but it's more like, I'm happy that she's having fun. I just miss it out. But one of the things we told everybody was, you know, communication, communication, communication. The more you know about something, the less frightening it is.
Mm-hmm.
Your imagination is a scary, scary place. And if you know what's going on, it's a lot easier to deal with.
Have you guys ever been slightly jealous? Is there any like scenario or situation where it maybe even slightly tested you before?
There was one time when I had a friend get a PlayStation 4 after I got an Xbox One, and I was like, I'm sort of jealous now.
Okay, I see.
I mean, but
not in a
relationship kind of way.
No,
because you know we always come home to each other, and I trust her explicitly.
And we do communicate probably excessively about everything. So we know everything about, you know, who the other, as much as we can know about who the other person's going out with, what they're expecting to do, what they're expecting to happen. And, you know, and if something goes differently, then there's always a text or some kind of communication during if things are going to go down a different path. And then afterwards we talk about what did happen. Right. And yeah.
What was it like? What didn't we like? Yeah.
There was a question that seemed to come up with me and ex-Main Square's Nikki a little bit. And it was the question, it was sort of almost the theory that we wouldn't be jealous of the other person doing anything with anyone else as long as we assumed that we were the more attractive one out of the two. Mm. So if Main Squeeze Nikki was hooking up with someone that I deemed was less attractive than me, had a smaller member than me, was a little more less out of shape than me, it didn't bother me. Whereas if they were more attractive or slightly better hung or a better body or something like that, then that was where the jealousy crept in. And it was the exact same for her. Yeah. Do you guys have those conversations or feel any similarities to that at all?
We don't, but I would say it's because, you know, we have that trust and just implicit trust that we're going to come back to each other, and there's no question about that. But I think that's a very natural thing to be jealous of, because there's always that part of you that thinks, well, what if they're going to leave me for that person? You know, and what if that person's more exciting or offers them something better? And so it's a very natural feeling, and that's a very common from what we've seen with others.
Yeah, but if you talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, I mean, and you know, we always say if you can talk to your partner about who you want to have sex with, things like who takes out the trash, who picks up the laundry, that stuff becomes easy. And to talk about what you were saying about someone more attractive, I'm very hard on myself, and I think that most guys, and definitely all women, are more attractive than I am. And when you talk about, you know, the size of my junk, I'm average at best.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I see a lot of guys out there that are much better hung than I am. And the way I see it is, you know, when she and I have sex, it's, you know, or if I see her watching having sex with somebody else, I'm like, awesome. She's getting something, you know, from him that she can't get from me, you know, maybe an inch or two more. And, but when she and I play, I know that I'm hitting the right spot, you know, just because I've got something that they don't have, which is experience.
Yeah. I know the inside of my lady much better than old 8-inch Jorge over there.
Yeah, that's right.
My bulbous head rocking around 3.5 inches in. That's where it's at. Jorge can't do that.
That's where all the good stuff is, 3.5 inches in.
Do you guys have those talks like I don't know, I feel it would be not beneficial. You're talking about openness, but let's say I'm, you know, sort of sleeping with someone else and be like, oh yeah, you know, hey, I loved how big her boobs were compared to a Main Squeeze whose boobs might not be as small, or vice versa. Oh yeah, you know, it was so interesting. You've got this hairy face, but then I loved how smooth his jaw was and how big his biceps were compared to you. That's honesty, but is that a healthy, honest relationship and conversation?
I think it is. I think it's good to be honest about it. Obviously, for us, whenever a partner is different like that, it's can be really cool and be like, this is what I really liked about it. But it's not something that I necessarily want all the time. Mm. You know, it's kind of nice every now and again, which is why we do this. But.
Exactly. And if somebody says to you, like, you know, let's take a point where I'm your Main Squeeze and I'm telling you about this guy with, you know, he had big muscles, you know, he was really, you know, his chest and his arms were really big. Mm. Do you want her to not say that? And then you think, well, why is she having sex with him? If he has nothing to bring to the table, you know, why is she doing this?
Yes. That's the perfect scenario. How was he? Oh, pretty much like having sex with a tablecloth, but you know, I'm going to stick around for a while. Great.
But would you really believe that? So you would rather have somebody lie to you than tell you the truth?
No, I definitely wouldn't. No, but
exactly.
That's sort of like it's. I don't know what I'd prefer. And I know which one is right, but I also know which one has the more sort of awkward, sort of angry, weird sensation. Feeling.
It might sting for a second, but if somebody's lying to you, that's a poison that can sting forever.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Any other questions that you guys were being asked?
One of the ones that I heard quite commonly was from people that were just kind of beginning to get into the swinging lifestyle and just talking about it and starting that conversation with their partners. But I heard several people, they would ask me, is it better to start with a third person in the relationship, either another male or another female, or to start with a couple. Mm. And that's a tough one because it's a completely different scenario. And in one case, the couple that was asking, they were afraid of jealousy. So maybe it's better to start with a couple because then you're both occupied if you're swapping partners. But, you know, a third is also a very different scenario because you can watch your partner with someone else. And that can be really, really exciting as well. Okay. So I think a lot of it depends on what you want out of the swinging lifestyle. And that's a conversation you have to have with your partner. But that was a very common one.
Well, it must also depend on whether that couple consider themselves both bisexual as well, right? Because
potentially,
otherwise one seems to maybe be
potentially, unless you get into the cuckolding situation in which the male will watch his female partner have sex with another male.
Yeah, it's interesting because like a threesome scenario is one of those that almost always somebody is going to feel a little bit left out. And you just sort of get used to that and you either enjoy watching or you just sort of deal with those feelings of left out.
Or let's say that there's two males and a female, then maybe all the focus is on the female, and then what happens to the males is ancillary, but all the focus is on the female or, vice versa. But it can look all kinds of different ways. But I think that's kind of where couples need to have that conversation and just see what is it that they want.
Yeah, there's a million ways to do it right and a million ways to do it wrong.
Well, speaking of a million ways to have a threesome, you guys said something as we were walking in tonight that you're expecting a unicorn at your house tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'd very much like to ask what a unicorn is next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey still with By the Bys Bradford and Angela. They are a bisexual swinging couple, multiple partners, lots of communication, always seeming to have the time of their lives and living their best sex life. I try and break them down each week. I try and have the hard-hitting questions. Straight bats. Nope. Not really jealous. Nope. Nope. You can do that. Communication. I'm going to crack you guys at some stage. It might not be tonight because it sounds like you guys are in a giddy mood, ready for your unicorn date tomorrow. Yeah. Now, what is this? To provide a little bit of context before, you were talking about how you guys have just been so busy over the weekend. You want to tidy the house, but you couldn't tonight because you've got this interview, and you can't tomorrow because you've got a unicorn coming over. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking a puppy with a party hat on his head.
Close.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Really?
No. Oh. No, not at all.
You forgot the glitter lube.
Yeah,
stuff. You gotta have that.
Glitter. A unicorn's gonna love your glitter lube.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what you do? You're gonna fart on a unicorn's head or something? Is that what it is? Just this man who like cucking, getting glitter farts on his nose?
That's fantastic. Yeah. So technically, a unicorn is a single female in the lifestyle.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay.
So it's looking forward to this. This is gonna be fun.
I'm sorry. A single female who is just coming around to have sex with both of you guys.
Yes.
Why do you sound
surprising?
So shocked?
No, I don't mean with you guys.
I feel a bit insulted now.
As in, some people are struggling to even have a monogamous female relationship out there, and then there's just these females that just, like, it seems too good to be true is what I'm saying, not just you guys. I can't even get a unicorn around to my house.
Yes, Danny. Yes, it happens, okay? Some women want to have sex with us. I know it's shocking.
That's cool. Like, I mean, it breaks what the... And I know this is a stupid thing because we try and break down these sort of like stereotypes on the show, but it would say that women are sort of looking for one man or one woman, one monogamous partner to have a very straight, loving relationship. Whereas this lady's happy to just come around and play with a couple.
Just remember, where did you learn that? Did you learn that from society and from media and movies and all that?
The 6 p.m.
exactly.
News.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Hollywood movies. Yes. What's wrong with that?
Hashtag fake news. I don't know how to tell people this, but women like to have sex just as much as us boys.
I know. Mm-hmm. They don't teach that enough in the Hollywood movies.
They do not.
There's that thing that a guy is trying to have sex with the woman and the woman, finally gives in and the guy gets some pleasure. It's terrible. Yeah. Toxic. This is interesting. So has the unicorn come around to your house before? Is this first time unicorns?
This is the first time for this unicorn.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you meet this unicorn? Don't say at the end of a rainbow with a pot of gold.
Let's just say she's been a good friend for a while.
Okay.
I think it's time to move it to the next category.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. So what will happen? The unicorn will enter your house. Uh-huh. Will you have a dinner? Will you get straight down to it? You have a drink?
No. We always feed them first.
Yeah. Because that's just polite. No. We'll. We'll have. I'll make
nothing
dinner.
Worse than an angry, hungry unicorn galloping around the lounge room, bashing their horn into things.
Farting on everything. You know, that glitter stuff is hard to get out of your carpet. Yeah, so I'll be cooking dinner. I'll probably do a roast with potatoes and carrots, right. You know, and we'll open a nice bottle of wine and the conversation will start, and then, you know, dot, dot, dot.
And then I'm usually the one that moves things along.
Yeah, Angela's like, can I kiss you, or do you want to move back to the bedroom?
Yeah, right.
We usually start with some kissing first.
You start with the kissing. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I've got that for I say, to the boudoir.
Maybe I'll try that one.
Say that. Uh-huh. You've got to do it with the inflection, and it's got to be after 3 seconds of silence.
To the boudoir.
That's it not works about 60% of the time.
We've got friends that have a light that says basically that, and it's connected to their Google Home. So they're like, however you talk to your Google Home, it's like, shall we? And all the lights go down, and the red light comes up, and they're like, awesome. I love it. And I'm like, we should get Alexa to do that for us.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but we already have the red light in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get Alexa. Usually, I'm not up with the technology. What I want, Alexa, to the boudoir. Everything changed around. And then I've got this like big neon sign with a steaming hot chicken or something in the bedroom.
A chicken.
Yeah,
chicken niblets. Remember,
chicken niblets. Yes. Oh, so good. Oh, wow. And then the unicorn? It just it's a sort of three way sort of action thing. Whatever feels right in the bedroom.
In this case,
I would kinks.
In this case, I would say yes because she is bisexual. So I fully expect that she'll interact with both of us probably equally. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things. We have no real expectations. Mm. We have lots of hopes and wishes. Mm. And we'll discuss it with her before we go back to the bedroom, what she's comfortable with, what she wants to do. She's a little more on the sub side.
Okay.
Angela's a little more on the dom side. Ooh. So I imagine there'll be a bit of play there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ultimately, I'm happy just watching. Are you kidding?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Because Angela's hot anyway, and this unicorn is gorgeous as well. Yeah. And anyway. So, yeah, it's like the movie in my mind.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm. Well, you guys are living your best life, too. Well, everything is possible. I would just hate to be your bond cleaner once your lease runs out. That's the only thing.
Hey, we lay plastic down just about everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It's like my great-grandmother's house. Everything is covered in a layer of plastic, and it's all, you know, just folds up and throws away.
Okay. Wow. Fantastic. Living your best life. Like always, by the bys, Bradford and Angela. You can check out their podcasts and listen to them every Tuesday morning. On Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey as well. Thanks. Enjoy the unicorn. Speak next week.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. Do you believe in a jinx? Mick Jagger is being blamed by the whole nation of Brazil for their 1-1 draw the other night. Now, it all stemmed back because I think it was 4 years ago when Brazil suffered a humiliating 7-1 defeat to Germany in the World Cup. I mean, that was just unheard of, for Brazil to go down 7-1. Was it in the final? I think it was in the final. It may have been the semi, but from memory, it was the final. And Mick Jagger was there. And Brazilians thought, you know what, instead of the 11 men on the field sort of maybe not performing to their optimum athletic prowess and conceding 7 goals to another strong football nation. No, the reason they lost 7-1 was because Mick Jagger was in the stadium. Now, World Cup happening again at the moment, and Brazil obviously favourites to win the other night. They've done a 1-1 draw, and I mean, it's no 7-1 loss, that's for sure. They'll still bank a point in the group stage. But guess who was back there? And guess which team Brazil was supposed to beat very easily and then ended up drawing? Oh, yep, it's all because of Jagger again. Jagger's back. Now the whole country has got this vendetta on Mick Jagger, saying, Mick Jagger, stay away from our games. You're jinxing our Brazilian team. And I've asked that to Dr. Carl before. I said, can one person in a stadium change the outcome of a match in some sort of crazy enlarged butterfly effect? Dr. Carl said, no, they couldn't. Brazil think otherwise. Mick Jagger jinxing a World Cup team. Now, I didn't really think anything of this night. I thought just another caller topic. We do about 5 or 6 caller topics a night. That equates to about 25 to 30 a week. That would equate to 400 to 500 a year. Producer Felix never bats a lash. He usually says, yep, good idea. I'll write that down. Where should I put it? Easy peasy. Next topic. I've never seen so much horror in a man's face tonight when I just suggested, off the cuff, can someone try and jinx me? It was like he'd seen a ghost of some sort. And then we had someone else in the office as well who was just coincidentally walking past, and you turned around to them and you said, Rowan, what do you think about this? Danny Lakey wants to get jinxed. And he did the same thing. He looked in horror. He said, oh, mate, you're barking up the wrong tree. You're asking for it. I mean, these are two highly educated men. These are two people that aren't straying too far from the tree. These people are balanced people living their lives, living quite independent lives, going through life pretty much unscathed. And you're petrified of a jinx, you say.
I just don't want to mess with something I don't understand.
I understand it. It's bloody hogwash. There's no such thing as a jinx, for goodness sake. Brazil are losing the World Cup because they didn't play their best. The other team managed to bloody kick a goal. They defended well. It's not because bloody Jagger's in the stadium causing a jinx.
But what if it's not hogwash?
Well, it's... Trust me, it is. It is. Because people,
but what if it's not?
No, I know it, but I'll tell you why it's not. Because you've got power of choice in this world. And sometimes people think, okay, occurrence A happened at the same time as occurrence B. Therefore, it must equal C, aka the jinx. When two things are more than likely to happen at any time, at any point ever, because things always have to be happening. People like to link things. People like answers. There's no such thing as the jinx. People like clutching at straws. Oh, Jagger's there. Brazil lost. Oh, jinx, jinx. No. 13-10-60. Look, before I put out there to the whole of the country for someone to jinx me, and if anyone's a jinx artist, if anyone's a witch who practices bad, dark arts, I'm happy to be jinxed. This is a consensual jinxing. You've heard it here. Producer Felix, he's pulling his hair out. Don't do that. Someone's jinxed his receding hairline a long time ago. He's obviously still got battle scars. But has anyone had a bad jinxing before? Or does anyone sort of believe, like producer Felix, that a jinx is an actual real thing? What would you describe the jinx as? Just to make sure we're not talking about completely different things. It's someone who thinks they've put bad juju, a bad omen on you.
Yeah, it's a bit like a curse.
Right. So someone could ring up and say, right, I curse you to have bad sex for the next 2 years, and you'll have premature ejaculation problems for the next 2 years. Jinx. And someone just says that, and all of a sudden that's a thing, is it?
Yeah, if you're speaking at the same time as the other person.
Oh, you need to say the same word. Oh, well, I'll coordinate a word as well. Ready? 3, 2, 1. We'll just say Danny Lakey. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Danny Lakey.
Oh, jinx. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I can feel. Oh, it just came
bad
in my pants.
Bad sex for 7 years
oh,
coming your way.
Oh, just came in my pants, producer Felix. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you've jinxed me. Make it stop. Make it stop, please. What absolute hogwash. 13-10-60, because I know some people out there, they start shitting themselves. They're like, oh, my God, don't do it. Don't do it. You just don't know. Well, I do know, all right? Before I put out there on 13-10-60, anyone for a free jinx, they can jinx me however they deem fit. They can put whatever curses on me they want. Because I've asked before, and the witches wouldn't do it. We had a witch on once. I said, put a bad spell on me. I'm like, no, wouldn't do that, wouldn't do that. Yes, please, do it. On 13-10-60, is getting jinxed a bad idea? Do you know anything about a jinxing? We'll get your calls on next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Around the country on 13-10-60, on Twitter and Insta as well, at Wakey It's Lakey. Look, I'm curious about the jinx. The jinx phenomenon. That someone can, someone can put a jinx on somebody else, and all of a sudden, life done. Life's ruined. Oh yeah, oh no, don't put a jinx on me. Producer Felix, normal man. Until he revealed that he's terrified of a jinx. Plenty of people in the office saying, don't do it. Don't do it, Lakey. 2:25 in the morning. It's too risky. Too risky a caller topic to ask someone to jinx you live on the air. Well, jinx away. I'm not afraid of the jinx. I can break these jinxes. That's the thing. Human consciousness breaks a jinx every day of the week. And I don't like that Mick Jagger's getting blamed from a whole country that he is jinxing the Brazilian soccer team. It all started back in 2010, where, heaven forbid, Mick Jagger was wearing a Brazilian soccer t-shirt and they ended up losing the quarterfinal to the Netherlands. Oh, jinxed it. And in 2014, Mick Jagger was at the stadium backing Brazil to win when they lost 7-1 to Germany. Now, Brazil, they just drawn with Switzerland last night in the World Cup. Guess who was there? Jagger. Jinxing away. Oh, Jinx and Jagger, they call him. They just sound like sore losers. Like, Switzerland's a good team. Germany's a good team. Holland is a good team. Don't just say the second your country loses a soccer match that Jagger's jinxing you. Emily in Sydney. 13-10-60, you'll explain a jinx to me, says you.
Yes, I do say so.
Oh, you sound like you know all about a jinx. What is it?
Yeah, it's woman's business, though.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all to do with the power of suggestion. It's real, but it is to do with planting a suggestion. It's not, you don't really do some hocus pocus crap.
Right.
You plant a suggestion. So if your neighbour, say, I don't know, is growing a garden that you don't like. You say that you're going to poison the garden, and voila, there's a drought, and it all dies. Whoops.
What are you...
And they think it's you. Okay, now your husband, you go, oh, I'm going to have an affair. Now, you haven't really done that, but the thought is in his head. You can't get rid of those thoughts. So the jinx is there because then people act on it.
What, so
and end of story.
Does the husband know that you've planted the cheating jinx in his head?
No, he just keeps thinking about the affair.
Because you, who's never told him, has thought about it already for him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to tell him any more than that. That is enough. It's done. Jinx is done.
I mean,
real.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Lock him up. Throw away the key. It's as good as cheating.
I didn't have to. He's already done that himself.
Oh God! I'm not having a go here. But you honestly believe that? I mean, it's not even a belief for you, is it?
I've seen it empirically.
Yeah, right. It's not even a belief for you. It's just as real.
No, it works every day. It works on everyone. Your son. You say if you misbehave in maths class today, I'm going to poison your sandwich. Sure. So he looks at his sandwich and he goes, not going to misbehave because she might have actually done it. I didn't actually do it. I didn't do any of this.
No, but that's different. That's
power of suggestion. That's all it is. That's what a jinx is. Okay. It's the thought in your brain that goes, could have been. Maybe it was. Don't know. Going to take the, easy way out of this and just pretend it did happen in case it did.
Okay.
That's it. That's what the jinx is.
Producer Felix, what are you thinking about all this? Are you siding with everything Emily says here? Because you're petrified of a good old-fashioned jinxing.
I'm all about the power of suggestion.
Now, Emily, does this make
power
you...
Power of engine.
power, pumpkin shower. Does this make you sort of upset, angry, or distressed that I'm inviting multiple jinxes into my life?
Oh, if you're inviting them, it must mean that you have the power over them first.
Oh, so I'm jinxing them? Reverse jinx! Ah, I jinxed you to ring up the show, Emily! Ha ha, jinx on your face.
I'm not feeling the pain here.
Nope, already jinxed you. Tough. Already did it. Too late.
You did. It's coming. You did. Yeah, power to you.
Interesting. You've now out-jinxed the out-jinxed jinxer. Can you jinx me? Seriously, on the air, do some sort of jinx. I want three jinxes. You're like a devil genie. I want three jinxes. I want one that I'll be bad in bed. I want one that this show will turn to shit.
No, we don't want that. I'm involved in that jinx. You don't want that.
No, I want that jinx. And then another jinx, an automatic jinx tonight, like someone's poisoned my coffee or that I can't say the word terrible without vomiting or something like that. Give us some jinx. Come on, jinx on me. Jinx on me. What's a jinx on me?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you wipe your bum with the paper folded up bright, and do you wipe it from forward or backwards?
It's folded into itself three times, as long as it's Kleenex cotton now. And it'll start at the gooch side and go up to the tailbone.
So you dirty the other bits?
I don't dirty. No, I don't dirty any bits. It's a clean crevasse.
No, that's a backwards wipe, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. All right. So, no, haven't got you there.
What do you mean? What are you trying to do?
Trying to
get me to wipe poo on my back or something? What do you mean? Are you jinxing me now? Is this a reverse jinx? Show yourself, jinx thief!
You're looking awfully confused.
No, I am, because I'm trying to figure out if that's the jinx or not. Emily, are you there? Oh, no. Has she jinxed? Has she now jinxed that the show's gone to shit and no one else can call? Has she jinxed the phone lines? Emily, this isn't funny now, Emily. Somebody please call 131060 so we know that these phone lines aren't jinxed. Emily? What the hell was that? Did you hear?
I heard that. That was you coming back through.
I know it was. That never happened. What the? Did you do that?
I did not. My hands are up here.
Could she have done that by putting me on loudspeaker or something? That's weird. Now I can't hear you. Oi! Yeah. Now I can't hear you. Speak.
In the 10,000 calls we've taken...
That's weird. That's weird. Emily. 131060, somebody call so we can break this jinx, please. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country. 131060. Takes a lot takes a lot to rock me because I haven't realized, I never realized how much of a skeptic about things I was until earlier on tonight, where I suggested to producer Felix and numerous other people around the workplace that I try and get jinxed on the show. And I could not believe the reaction everyone was doing. They're like, don't do it. Don't, like, well, yeah, okay. I was like, do you believe in jinxes? They said, well, kind of, but not really, but you just never know. And I was like, well, I do know. You can't just jinx someone. And I've been a little shaky and I'm still not, do you swear on your mum's life that you're not in on this in some sort of prank, producer Felix?
I swear hand to heart. Hand to heart, no involvement. But you have changed colour. You have gone a shade of white. I've never seen you before.
It was very bizarre what just happened moments ago when listener Emily rang up, told me about the jinxing and that she could put a jinx on me. And this is what happened. This has never happened with the phones before. This happened about 3 minutes ago.
And cool, has she jinxed the phone lines? Emily, this isn't funny now, Emily. Somebody please call 131060 so we know that these phone lines aren't jinxed. Emily?
Emily?
What the hell was that?
That was bizarre. That's never, ever, ever happened before. So either she's doing some sort of phone trickery or there's a jinxing going on. Now, Sarah from Geelong, please speak, and I'm praying to God you come through on a clear line here, otherwise the phones are jinxed. Hello, Sarah?
Hello, am I coming through clear?
You are coming through clear. That's all right, thank God.
It looks we're good.
Jinx on the phone has been disbanded. Did you hear that before? That was creepy stuff, huh?
Yeah, I literally came on, like I literally turned on the radio as that like flashback thing happened.
Very bizarre.
Like when it happened the first time and I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
so I was like, I'm going to call up and,
super
and
weird.
Double check.
Super weird. Well,
super
well,
weird.
Thank you for getting through on the phone. And we did have an 8-phone donger. So thank you to everyone who called through to just check that the phone lines were working. Aaron in Queensland, hello.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, this is all right. Okay, all right. We're back on board. Hey, the jinx can't hurt me. Oop, don't want to jinx it. Just jinx gods.
Who's turned around?
No, jinx gods, if you are real, this is just a jokey radio break.
Have you got your truck reversing sound effect?
I'm not reversing the truck just yet. It could have been just technical difficulties. Aaron, did you hear it before? Are you someone who believes in jinxes? Were you thinking, oh, God, don't do it. This is dangerous stuff.
I don't believe them, mate. I just thought I might bring you up and make you not worry so much.
Mm, so you think that was literally just crazy tech coincidence is what that was?
Yeah, craziness, mate, craziness.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Sean in Lithgow in Sydney on 131060. What do you think?
Oh, I don't believe in jinxes, but I thought I'd better ring up just in case something did happen.
I know. It was very bizarre. Very bizarre. And I didn't believe in it either. And I was dead set. I've been sweating a little bit and I almost had a fart go before. And I was like, don't, because if I shit myself right now, I'm going to run away. I'm going to stop doing this show because then I know I've fully been jinxed. Time will tell when I go for my next brown deposit, whether there's some sort of toilet paper jinx that Emily put down as well. Thank you. Well, look. So far, the phones seem to be going okay. Nothing out of the ordinary besides Emily's weird little phone thing that went on before. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't make bloody noises like that in the background. You're scaring the shit out of me, mate. Okay, you're all right as well. Did you think anything was untowards in that phone call or just a crazy coincidence?
It's just one way of screwing with your brain. That's about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't imagining that. That happened. One way or another.
I was laughing.
I know. Well, funny for you, who's out of the jinx pathway, mate. You're not down here in the trenches. Like, this is a jinx. This is my jinx now. Look, there's two things. Either I am now cursed with the jinx for the rest of my life, which is great radio. That sucks for me, but great radio.
Yeah, why did you ask us to have the show turned to shit? You're going to put us both out of work.
Or the other thing is just we've got a crazy coincidence recorded on the air, which is also kind of cool. Bam Bam, last caller on 131060. Hello.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, good, thank you. How do you feel about the jinxing before? No one's thinking that it's a jinx, which is good. You think it was just a coincidence?
It's weird, but at the same time, I think she's gone crazy.
Well, forgive me. Forgive me for having a jinx put on me and for the phones screwing up in the first time ever. I've ever heard that before. I've heard people cut out before. I've never heard something like that. Oh, God. Okay, we've got Emily back on 131060. Is this Emily the same one from Sydney?
This is the same Emily.
Oh, God. Is she ringing on the same phone number?
It is. Oh. Yep, no. Complete coincidence. As I said before, you just have to wait for a coincidence to happen and then plant a suggestion in someone's brain to make it think that it's all the work of God.
Well, I don't think it was the bloody work of God. I thought it was the bloody work of the devil, a.k.a. you, Emily.
Okay, near enough. They're the same person, but anyway.
Should we go double jinx? Double jinx or nothing?
No, because seeing the colour of your face when everything turned to shit, you believe in jinxes now.
But I like the thrill of the jinx. I liked it. It made me feel alive. I couldn't die from that jinx, could I? I mean, it was scary jinx, but I couldn't. Nothing bad would happen, would it?
Pretty sure you just might have better hygiene, but anyway.
You reckon I might
don't tempt fate.
No, do another jinx. Do some sort of
don't
other jinx.
Don't tempt fate.
Is this a
prank? Oh, I don't know. Give me something to work with.
All right. Okay. What's something immediate right now? Could you jinx my laptop? Could you jinx my penis? Could you jinx my coffee or my water?
Yes, I can.
What?
Look, how old are you?
28. Producer Felix is shitting himself out there right now. Jinx Felix! No, don't. Jinx me.
Now, just think about your thingy down there.
Yeah.
Now, you know you haven't got anyone real special at the moment.
Yep, thanks for rubbing that in.
And we know that the first time that you get one soon, mm-hmm. that you're going to freak out. And basically, it's not going to perform.
No.
You're going to look at it and go, oh! Not working.
No,
got
no
to
won't.
Have a diversion.
No, won't. Couldn't be.
And then going to happen.
No. And now Lakey is shitting himself.
No, now I'm going to go fire off the ads and go fire off something in the toilet just to double check that it's all working down there and you haven't jinxed it.